message you're about to listen to is from the altar of Impact House International Church. Stay blessed as you listen.
I'm grateful to God to see your faces this morning. I'm glad and excited. I'm grateful to God for every single thing He has done for you this year. I mean, seeing your face from this side of the church, I can see the glory of God on your life. I can see the glory of God in every aspect of your family life, your destiny and all. And my prayer for you is that this glory will not disappear in the name of Jesus. Can I hear a big amen? Can I hear a louder amen? It's the last Sunday service in the year 2018. And to God alone be all the glory. To God alone be all the glory. Victory, dance, and praise. Victory, dance, and victory, praise is the title of the message I'll be speaking on or talking on briefly this morning. Our God is a God that is always faithful to us. And the journey of 2018 is gradually coming to an end. And we are here as victors, as victorious men and women, as men and women who God has marvelously helped in this year. What does it mean to assess victory? Victory, to be victorious, is to conquer, to win in the battles of life. To conquer in the battles of life. What does it mean to be victorious in life? It means to overcome the day-to-day challenges of life. To overcome. You will agree with me that many things have happened in the course of this year. Many challenges have come your way, but you are here because God has made you to overcome. And one of the major things that goes with victory is dancing. Somebody say dancing. Dancing is an age-long medium for expressing appreciation and adoration to God. Dancing is not a new thing. Dancing is not a new invention that maybe in 2018 they just started dancing. In Psalm 149 verse 3, say, let them praise Him in a dance. So it has been there since the time of David, even before. Let them praise Him in a dance. So when a man or a woman is victorious, one of the things you see is dancing. During the time of our forefathers, it has been there. Even the time of our great-great-grandfather, it has been there. There's a Yoruba song they used to sing in our place in those days. They still sing it now. Emilao ni yosi. Emilao ni yosi. Baasi feori. Be no. And you will start seeing those old people. They'll be doing like this. They'll be dancing, rolling, and thanking God. Because the way they desired it is the way God has done it. There's somebody here today, the way you desire it is the way God will do it for you. In Psalms 30 verse 11, the Bible said, He turned my mourning to dancing. That is, He moved me from sorrow to joy. He turned my mourning. God will turn somebody's mourning to dancing in Jesus' name. God will turn somebody's sorrow to joy in Jesus' name. God will turn somebody's weeping to laughter in the name of Jesus. Examples of those who were engaged in victory praise and victory dance. I'll just give you two examples this morning. Number one example is Miriam and the children of Israel in Exodus chapter 15 verse 20. After they were able to overcome those who were pursuing them. After they were able to overcome their enemies. The Bible says, and Miriam the prophetess, the sister of Aaron, took a timbrel in her hand, and all the women went after her with timbrel and with dances. With different dance steps. That's why if you enter a church where they know how to dance, you can see different types of dance steps. With timbrel and with dancing, they started rejoicing because of victory that they have had. Many of you have faced intense battles this year. You have gone through so much. The devil has tried many times to exterminate you and to eliminate you. The devil has tried many times to puncture the balloon of your joy and to make it to blow. Wah! You deserve glory and the honor as we lift our voice in worship, as we bless your holy name. You deserve the glory and the honor as we lift our voice in worship, as we bless your holy name. For you are great, you do miracles all day. There is no one else like you. There is no one else like you. For you are great, you do miracles all day. There is no one else like you. Been good to us. The second example of those that engage in victory dance and victory praise is a man called David, a king. David was known for praising God. David was known for appreciating God. No wonder David never depreciated in life. In 2 Samuel chapter 6, verse 14. He praised God and danced before God. And David danced before the Lord with all his might. When they say somebody danced, it's not the kind of psychedelic dancing that we see in a lot of places now. We have people who will be dancing to God and you'll be wondering, is this really a dance? He danced with all his might. David sweat. No wonder he enjoys so much sweat in life. And David danced before the Lord with all his might. And David was guarded with a linen ephod. Go to verse 16. He danced so much that his wife looked at him and said, "You, this man, what kind of human being are you? See the way you are dancing." And as the ark of the Lord came into the city of David, Michal, Saul's daughter, looked through a window and saw King David leaping and dancing before the Lord. And she despised him in her heart. This was the only woman on record in the Bible who never had children. There are many women in the Bible who were trusting God for children and had children later. But this woman was trusting God for a child, but never had a child. Why? Because in her heart, she said, "What kind of rubbish is this? What kind of nonsense is this man doing? This man, you are a disgrace the way you are dancing. You are a disgrace to your kingship. You are a disgrace to your career. For you to be dancing like this before everybody." I don't have enough time. I've gone for that to show you what David said. How David lambasted her and said, "Who are you?" God himself, remove your father, place me there. He's the one I'm dancing to, not your father's father's grandfather. No, there are some people, there are children that they don't go home to go and bring reply. They give you reply instant. In my place, then you know what I mean. They don't go home to go and bring reply. They have the right reply in their mouth and they give it. He gave it to her right there and then. Ladies and gentlemen, if you know how to praise God, I tell you, if you get to the level where God can say you are a praiser, you are okay. I don't know what you can have in this life that can replace praising God. Once I see a God praiser, I see somebody that God will always overlook their offenses. David was not perfect, just like you and I are not perfect. Walking daily towards perfection. But God loved him with passion. God fought for him to the extent anybody that had tried to attack David, it was dead. David fought so many battles, not one lost. Not one lost. David never went back and said, "Hey, now I've lost the battle." No. Why? Because he was a man always engaging in victory dance. God knows if David can win this battle, he will come and dance. He will come and praise me. If David can win this battle, he will come and thank me. If God is sure that if he will bless you, you will come and praise him and dance and appreciate him, he will give you yet more. Somebody's here today. As you praise God and as you dance today, more of what you are dancing and appreciating God for, he will give to you in Jesus' name. He will give to you in Jesus' name. If you are dancing for, if you are dancing and appreciating God for your health, he will keep you strong. If you are dancing and appreciating God for your job, he will promote you there. If you are thanking and appreciating God for your wife, he will give you children. If you are appreciating God for your husband, he will give you a wife. If you are appreciating God for your husband, he will give you children. If you are thanking God for your wife, he will give you a husband, give you children. That is a praise always makes things to work better. My prayer for you today, everyone here today, may a garment of praise be worn on you today in the name of Jesus. May your mouth never be locked with the padlock of life. I didn't hear you say amen. You see some people, when the praise is on, it's as if something locked their mouth. They talk very well, though. They talk very well. But when it's time to praise, it's as if something locked their padlock. It is from the village. They did it from the village. Because they know the secret. That if you can praise God, you'll be liberated. If you can praise God, your life will change. If you can praise God, your story will go forward. Somebody's here today. By this time tomorrow, you'll be dancing for joy. By this time tomorrow, you'll be celebrating for joy. By this time tomorrow, what you applied for would have come out. By this time tomorrow, the blessing you are waiting for would have hit your hands. Can I hear you say a big amen? Why are we engaging in victory dance and praise? I'll give you about 5 or 6 reasons and we'll go into praise. Why are we engaging in victory dance and praise? Number one, to show our appreciation to God for his faithfulness and his support. We must know that one of the major things that God wants for us, from us as children of God, is to appreciate him. One of the major things. That is God's food. What you think God needs, he might not really need it. This is what he needs from you. To show your appreciation. Now listen to this, friends. Your end up in life is glory. According to the book of Romans chapter 8 verse 30. Romans 8 verse 30. Moreover, he that he predestined, he called. He that he called, he justified. And he that he justified, he glorified. Romans 8 verse 30. So your end is for glory. Someone say glory. That's where you are to end. And it takes those that praise God to end in glory. Because those that never appreciate God never end in glory. If your desire is to end in glory, appreciate him. Learn to appreciate him. The reason why you see some people so high up and doing so well, and suddenly you can't find them again in the radar, is because the issue of the sickle of appreciation has left. You see some people doing so well, you envy them. Short time like this, you are searching for them. You even look for binoculars to search, you can't find them again. All of a sudden, you say, what is it? I did it myself. I'm very intelligent. Everybody in our family is very intelligent. We all graduate with 2-1 on first class. There's nobody in my family that doesn't graduate with first class and 2-1. So I just follow their steps. Every one of us that desires more of God's blessings must appreciate him. I see you appreciating God today in the name of Jesus. I see you appreciating God today in the name of Jesus. And as a result of that appreciation, you will never depreciate in the name of Jesus. Can I hear you say a big amen? Number two, why are we engaging in victory dance? Is to thank God for his defense and protection. Psalm 91 verse 10 and 11. You know that God is a God that has given his angels charge over us. The Bible says, Psalm 91 verse 10 and in verse 11, speaking to us about how God says, there shall no evil befall thee, neither shall any plague come near thy dwelling. Verse 11, for he shall give his angels, someone say angels, charge over thee to keep thee in all thy ways. This issue of angels is one of the major things we'll be praying about in the 12 days of empowerment. One of the major tools that God uses to bring about wonders and miracles in your life is the use of angels. Some call them helpers. If your desire in life is to really enjoy wonders, you need helpers. You need angels. And God said, I've used these angels to protect you throughout the year. Protected your children. I protected your house from fire attack. Recently, somebody sent me something. Christmas tree like this was left in the house, and they went to work. And little spark, CCTV in the house picked it. Little spark like this, and the thing started burning, cut the roof and burnt down the house. It has happened like that many times in your own house too. The wire just cut, the wire just melted. Something is smelling. How many of you have entered your house and say, something is smelling, something melted. Is this thing? It was God that didn't make it to melt and melt away your house. You need to know that you have a defender, and that is the Almighty God. If God lets your enemies for once to deal with you, they will pluck your eyes and tell you to grind pepper for them. You know the story of Samson very well. Just one chance they had. Just one chance. They utilized that last chance very well. They removed his eyes and were making him to grind pepper. Can you imagine grinding pepper on stone without eyes? Wickedness of the wicked.
Emumiwalaye Esheo Opolo Ferojo Oni Wantiku I saw Daye Kope Koto Lomu Olo Baba Emumiwalaye Esheo.
We need to thank him for defense. We need to thank him for protection. We need to thank him for guidance. Number three reason why we are going into victory dance and praise this morning is to exalt God above our challenges. Somebody will say, Pastor, I know if you really know what I've been going through, especially since the year, since we entered December, I've been going through some financial challenges. I've been looking at how I'm going to pay my children's school fees in January. I've been looking at how I'm going to pay my landlord. I've been looking at how I'm going to solve all the numerous problems before me. I'm here to give you good news this morning. If only you can praise this God and focus on him alone and not your challenges, those challenges will melt away. Listen to me, friends. If your focus can be on praising God, let your heart be connected. And your heart is so connected that heaven can feel your pulse of your heart. The beats of your heart. There's no way heaven will not respond to you. Forget the challenges. Forget the problems. But when your focus is on something else, thinking of how you want to go and meet somebody to help you, listen to me. Can you look up and look down at the same time? Please, everybody, please try it now. Try to look up and try to look down at the same time. Look up, then look down at the same time. Is it possible? You can't look up and look down. If you are looking down, you can't look up. If you are looking up, you can't look down. That is what they call focus. If you can look away from your challenges, God will look in your direction. Victory praise is a praise and a dance of total submission. Say, be anxious for nothing, but by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, make your requests known unto God. I pray for somebody here today. Grace to focus on God alone. Be released to you in the name of Jesus. Be released to you in the name of Jesus. And as you do that, I see God swallowing up all your problems and challenges in the name of Jesus. Everything you have brought here that looks so big and so humongous, I see God swallowing them up in the name of Jesus. Can I hear you say a big amen? No challenge is as big as our God. No problem is as big as this God. Philippians chapter 1 verse 6. Being confident of this very thing. That he that began a good work in you is faithful to complete it. Philippians chapter 1, verse 6. So what God has started is ready to complete it. He's ready to perform it. He's ready to do it. And he will do it in your life in Jesus' name. Number four, why are we engaging in this victory praise and dance? Is for continuous growth and continuous flourishing. Psalm 92, verse 12. Psalm 92, verse 12. The righteous shall flourish like a palm tree. He shall even grow like cedars of Lebanon. He that be planted in the house of the God, Lord shall flourish in the courts of their God. They will flourish in the courts of their God. So if you are a man or a woman that wants to flourish, this is what you need to do. You need to praise him. You need to appreciate him. Listen, if anything is not working in your hands, turn to praise. Turn to appreciating God. Turn to celebrating God. And then you see him coming in the name of Jesus. And number five, why are we turning to give him victory dance and victory praise? It's to provoke harvest and profit. You have worked so hard this year, and God still wants to bless you. He still wants to bless the work of your hands. He still wants to lift you up. In Psalm 67, verse 5 to 7. Psalm 67, 5 to 7. God himself wants to introduce profit and lifting to your life. Let the people praise thee, O God. Let all the people praise thee. Then the earth shall yield her increase. God, even our own God, shall bless us. God shall bless us, and all the ends of the earth shall fear him. God will give you fearful blessings in Jesus' name. God wants to give you blessings. He wants you to harvest all your labor this year. He wants you to enjoy profit. He wants you to enjoy profit. But it takes victory dance. It takes victory praise for you to do this, for you to assess this. Every scriptural principle, when applied, comes with profit. And one of the principles of scripture is praising. One of the principles of scripture is dancing. One of the principles of scripture, just like we have a principle called prayer, just like we have a principle called fasting, just like we have a principle called giving, we have principles called dancing principle and praising principle. May that principle work in your hands today. May the principle of praising God work in your hands today. May everybody see that indeed you have met with God. Can I hear your loudest amen? And number six, reason why we are going into victory praise and dance is to assess God's presence. Praise brings you into the realm of God's presence. Psalm 22 verse 3. When you are a God praiser, you assess God's presence easily. And whenever we praise God, you don't lack. Now, the price you need to pay for God's presence, one of the major prices you need to pay, amongst other things, is to praise God. There are two types of Christians in life. Two types. The first type of Christian are those that seek God. It's very good to seek God. There's nothing bad in it. Psalm 34 verse 10. The young lion do lack and suffer hunger. But those that seek the Lord, they will not lack anything good. It's good to seek God. There's nothing bad in seeking God. There's nothing bad at all in seeking God. But there is a second class of people. Those that God seek. Those that God are looking for. And those that are praising him. In John 4 verse 23. But the hour cometh and now is, when the true worshippers shall worship the Father in spirit and in truth. For the Father seeketh. Somebody say seeketh. Seeketh such to worship him. The Father is seeking them. Where is my son? Where is that my daughter that knows how to praise me? He's searching for them. Just like ants search for sugar. If you are a God praiser, God will be looking for you. I've not seen you. I've not heard your voice today, my son. What's happening? How devil did not touch you with malaria? And if he sees that he's trying to, he remove the malaria immediately. Then when you get on your feet and you begin to appreciate God. In Psalm 39 verse 20, talking about David, I have found David my servant. With my holy oil have I anointed him. He was the one that was searching for David. Psalm 89 verse 20. 89, not 69. 89 verse 20. He was a man. He was a man after God's own heart. And God was able to bless him. And I pray for somebody here today. God will begin to seek you. The forces of heaven will begin to seek your family. When God is seeking you, what else do you need? If I say now that Buhari is seeking you, you can imagine what it means. If I tell you that the president of America is seeking you, is looking for you, you know what it means. Not to talk of God seeking you. God will seek you. And he will only seek you if you are useful to him. Listen to me, friends. Your title is useless if you don't know how to praise God. You are useless to God if you don't know how to praise God. You are useless to God if you don't know how to praise God. You are useless to God. Your value in life is your praising ability. You don't know how to praise God. You just stand like a psychedelic person. I say, forget this guy. This guy is not serious at all. He wore. Say, I don't know how to dance. You can't shake. You can't bend like this. Just be doing like exercise. Just do something. Than to just stand like this. Forget it. That's why some people's progress stand like statue. Stand like this. Statue. Your progress will not stand like statue. Your progress will not stand like statue. Bible says in Proverbs 4 verse 18 that the path of the just like a shining light. And it shineth more and more until the perfect day. You are not meant to be on the same spot. If your praise is not on the same spot, your life will not be on the same spot. Change your praise, change your life. I pray for you today that God will help you. As I round up this morning, how to do this victory dance acceptably. Number one, how to do the victory dance acceptably. Number one, praise God with all your heart. Take this one away now. We have been on it for too long. Praise God with all your heart. Praise God with all your heart. Let your heart be here. I know that there are many nice things waiting for you at home to eat. That's if you have not started your fasting already. I know there are many nice things waiting for you at home already. But let your heart be in the praise. Put your heart to it. Put your heart. And the Bible says, my son, give me your heart. My son, give me your heart. Number two, how to do victory dance and praise acceptably. Do it passionately and deliberately. That is, you might not really feel like dancing, but you do it deliberately. How many of us know that sometimes when it's exam period, you don't feel like doing exam? Am I speaking the truth? You don't feel like writing exam, but do you write the exam? Do you enter the exam or to write the exam? But you didn't feel like writing the exam. There is an exam you want to write this morning, the exam of praise and dance to God. You might not feel like, but it's a core course. 16 units. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Is the highest grade course. Highest grade course you can ever think of. You do it passionately and deliberately. And when you do an exam, you do it deliberately to pass. You don't just enter exam. Oh, thank God we have wonderful people here, lecturers in the university and other fantastic institutions of learning, polytechnic and all that. When they set question, they don't say, if you don't wish to do it, please. Not if you don't feel really wish, please step aside. No. They say instruction. 8 questions are here. Answer 6. Question 1, compulsory. Good luck. Good luck. Then they will now be walking past you like this. They'll now be watching you. Be watching you. You don't say I don't feel like. Honestly, I just feel like just enjoying myself. You know the implication when that happens. So this morning, maybe you and your husband even fought at home this morning before you came. That one doesn't matter. Remember, you know the former things. Then that you consider the things of old. Isaiah 43 verse 18 and 19. Behold, I will do a new thing. It shall spring forth. Shall you not know it? I will make a way in your wilderness and rivers in your desert. I see God blessing somebody this morning. I see God blessing somebody this morning. And number 3, where we stop this morning, how to do victory dance and praise acceptably. I said number 1 is what? Praise God with the whole of your heart. Number 2, praise Him passionately and deliberately. Number 3 is praise Him abundantly and lavishly. Be lavish. Be lavish. This is the season of lavish blessings. Sometimes children that normally eat maybe one small piece of meat, this period the parents will give them big piece of meat. because this is Christmas period. I pray that the way you are enjoying yourself this Christmas is the way you continue to enjoy yourself all the days of your life. You will not go back again to reverse gear. Your amen is not. You will not go back to the old days of poverty and lack. Every way you are enjoying now, and even better, is the way you'll be enjoying yourself all the days of your life. Do you know that there are some houses where there is nothing like lack throughout the year? From January to December, the flow is continuous. Wine is always there. Chicken is always there. Not this one that these days when only chicken arrives, most houses only in December. There are some houses, chicken is there, January, February, March, April, May. You and I, our house will be like that. Can I hear you say a big amen? It is what you feel like eating that God will give you money to buy. Now that you begin to eat what you are forced to eat. I say, eat this food. Say, no, I don't like it. No, eat this food. I say, eat this food. As from today, in every family represented here, as you want it, that is the way my God will give it to you. The way you desire blessing is the way my God will release it to you. The way you desire money, resources, is the same way God will release it to you. Every gate that has been hitherto shut against you, gate of prosperity, gate of advancement, gate of joy, gate of favor, shut against you, shall be blasted open this morning. Can I hear you say a loud amen? So shall it be in Jesus' precious name. Give Jesus a big clap, everybody. He's worthy to be praised. It's worthy to be exalted. I must not close this service this morning.
Wow. I know you must have been blessed by this message. Please feel free to worship with us at Impact House International Church, Praise Tabernacle, along Pipeline Road, Ilorin. For more inquiries, you can call 081-086-78878 or visit our website www.impacthouseinternationalchurch.org. Appreciate you.